The following podcast is edited from the live Voices of Montana program, Montana's original statewide radio talk show that's heard Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. The show has been airing for more than 20 years, and it wouldn't be possible without our local radio affiliates. Contact your local radio station if you'd like to hear the program live in your area, and it's currently not available. The show is also streamed live on voicesofmontana.com. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program, inviting you to contact us with comments or show ideas. The email address is studio@voicesofmontana.com. We are continuing our look at the effort to legalize marijuana in Montana. Proponents today, Pepper Peterson and Dave Lewis. This is of New Approach Montana. It's on the ballot. It's something you'll have a chance to weigh in on, and we educate here today on Voices of Montana.
It's time for the fastest hour in radio. From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz.
We've been doing this series here on legalized marijuana. Is it right or wrong for Montana? We've kind of taken a number of approaches. We looked at businesses, and I think there's a lot more to explore there. We haven't really talked with medical experts yet regarding this, and I've been doing a lot of study. There's a study out there regarding the increased likeliness of psychosis, especially for younger users. A lot of things to look at there. But also, on the other side, medical marijuana has been a real positive thing for a lot of people. Law enforcement, as you might imagine, definitely against this because, as they say, you know, the vast majority of their calls are related to either drugs or alcohol. And so will this pour more gasoline on that fire? But there's a lot of reasons that people are considering this, and more people have been considering the legalization of marijuana. One of it is the tax revenue. I guess that's one thing. I'm not real big on that. They've also talked about it coming out of the, black market. Yes, I think that's really a good idea. Is it effective? The jury is out there. But it's the recreational use of this drug. We use other drugs for recreational purposes. And some would say marijuana is no more dangerous or even less dangerous than some of those recreational drugs. We use a lot of drugs, opioids in particular, and narcotics for medicinal purposes. And that's not an apples-to-apples comparison, but our medicinal drugs are getting stronger and stronger for pain relief. People get addicted on to those. So there's a lot to argue here and to discuss, and we'll do that. First, though, 11 states have adopted some laws to make marijuana legal for adults. Will Montana follow suit? You'll decide that in November. Constitutional Initiative 118 is one of those, and Initiative 190 is another one of those. And we're talking with proponents today, Pepper Peterson and Dave Lewis from the New Approach Montana organization. All right, Pepper, unpack this I-190 for us.
All right, so we got two pieces of legislation. I'm going to talk about 118 first because it shows up on the ballot first. I've looked at the ballots, the sample ballots. See how 118 is going to show up after all the candidates and the legislative referrals. So 118 is a constitutional amendment, and it follows in the path of our alcohol amendment that we have in the Montana Constitution. Now, you're an adult for all purposes in Montana at 18 except for alcohol consumption. Now, we did that back in the 70s and again in the 80s. We passed two different initiatives to put that in place. You know, when we started looking at legalization of marijuana, we talked to legislative services, and they said, you know, if you're going to make this thing 21 and over, you're going to have to do it with a constitutional amendment. Now, constitutional amendment, we take very seriously. Dave, he can speak directly to the Constitution's writing. He was there when it happened. We respect Montana's Constitution immensely. And we didn't want to put a bunch of garbage in the state Constitution. We did not enshrine your right to possess marijuana or any of that. We just said, you know, we have to make this change so that it can be 21 and over, because we firmly believe that marijuana should be restricted to those 21 and over, just like alcohol. And so we put the effort into CI-118, and that took twice as many signatures as I-190. And it's only two words. There's only two words in this amendment, and marijuana. So we just go in that place where we have restricted alcohol sales and possession to those 21 and over, and we just add the words and marijuana. So Montana's done this before with alcohol, so we thought we'd be prepared to do this again with marijuana. And, you know, in case the feds pass marijuana or in case the federal law changes, we wanted to be prepared for that. So this was a critical part of the move, was to pass this CI-118, get this on the ballot, and make sure that it becomes the law of the land. Now, it's a complementary initiative with I-190. I-190 is the meat of the proposal. It lays out, you know, the details of legalizing, regulating, and taxing marijuana in Montana. And it's not new. This legislation was a clone of the 2019 medical marijuana legislation that our Republican legislature produced. And so none of our legislators are going to be surprised by this. None of our citizens should be surprised by this, because this is policy. It's law of the land in Montana. We just expanded that network out to those 21 and over and made a few other small market changes. You know, like we moved it over to the Department of Revenue. And we added an expungement clause for those that may have been convicted of something in the past that is now legal under the new law. So, you know, 190 is about 67 pages. I think it's pretty thick document. And like you said, when you start to read it, you know, your eyes kind of glaze over because it's a lot of thick, you know, it's policy that came out of the legislature. And so it's not necessarily easy to read. It's legalese, just like any law is. So, you know, you got to wade through the thing. But, you know, the legislature put a lot of work into this in the 2019 session, and we respect the negotiations and the compromises they came to. And we really wanted to keep those policies intact that the state thought were necessary. You know, we put a lot of protections in place for Montana families.
We're going to take a break right there, Pepper, and then come on back and wade through it. I want our audience to understand what these protections are. So back with more here, Voices of Montana, in just a bit.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
Talked about the changing understanding, I think, and maybe opinions regarding legalize recreational marijuana. This is a Gallup poll, late 2018. 66% of the public do support it. And one of the reasons why is they want to free up law enforcement to focus on other types of crime. 70% of respondents said that that's what they want to do. Another 60% said it's a matter of freedom and personal choice. Now, those are opinions, and that's not necessarily facts regarding this, okay? Well, we've talked about the science and some of the facts of the opponents, and we are with proponents today, Pepper Peterson and Dave Lewis of New Approach Montana. You'll recognize him as a seven-term Republican state legislator and the former budget director for three Montana governors. So let's go ahead, Pepper, then, and Dave, just weigh in any time, but let's wade through this measure. As I noted here, it's rather long, 67 pages. It's my suspicion that this was a result, as you mentioned, Pepper, the legislature in 2019 did a lot of work on this, but that was because in 2004, when medical marijuana was first approved by the voters on a citizens' initiative, there wasn't enough work done on that measure, and it got out of control.
I think most of that response happened, I think, in the, you know, 2000. Dave, you were there in the legislative session.
Yeah.
I think most of the response happened before 2006. 2016 was the attempt to fix what the legislature had damaged in the program.
And 2011 2011
was the year that most of they tightened those things. So, but like I said, this law is a direct clone of the 2019 stuff. And we did that because we talked to all these legislators, you know, as we started to develop this policy, and they said, hey, make this thing as tight as possible. We don't want a repeat of 2004 where, you know, people didn't understand the rules, or maybe they didn't exist, or they weren't delineated correctly. And so we have this thing as tight as possible, you know, so that it reflects exactly what the legislature laid out in expectations for the medical marijuana community. And if you read the legislation, you see that the medical marijuana providers that are currently licensed are the only ones that get a license for the first year. And we did that because they've been in the game. They know the rules. They're following the rules. They're paying their taxes. They're doing things that they need to do, you know, for the state. And so we feel like we can trust those people in the first year of the market to continue to do what's right. And plus, they put the work in. You know, these folks have put all the work in. And so they deserve first entree into that market. And also, we put a lot of restrictions on out-of-state ownership. We don't want the Walmart of weed coming into Montana. We're not interested in that. We don't want foreign corporations coming in here and selling marijuana. We have a nice homegrown industry here in Montana that's completely Montana-driven. And, you know, we want to keep it that way right here in Montana.
Dave, here's a text message. Has Dave Lewis balanced out the potential financial costs of legal marijuana to what he thinks is a financial boon? And I think that's in reference to the social costs. There was one study, again, we maybe pick on Colorado too much, Colorado and Washington, but there are other states that might provide other examples here. But the cost for each dollar brought in by marijuana tax revenue in Colorado has been estimated to be at $4.50. In response to that text message, Dave, your comments on that?
Well, I've seen that number, too, and there's absolutely no evidence that that's true. I mean, you go back and go through Colorado, they've, since the beginning of this, they've collected over $1.5 billion in taxes. And most of that money has gone into school construction, which is interesting. But there's not, if you go through the literature and the newspapers and everything else down there, you just don't see any evidence of this number they're throwing around that it costs $4.50 for every dollar of tax collected. I mean, that would be $6 or $7 billion, given the fact that they've collected $1.5 billion in taxes. And I just don't think that they can demonstrate the truth of that. I read everything I could get on Colorado and Washington and Alberta. I mean, Canada legalized in 2018, and I followed a lot of what happened in Alberta, because particularly Edmonton is 1 million people. It's the same population as Montana, and so it was really useful to take a look at it and compare it. I don't think that's true. I think if you look at the polling in Colorado, the public is satisfied with what they've got and how it's being run right now.
Well, again, according to, let's see, this is the Colorado Sun in 2019 and the Department of Revenue, there are three counties in Colorado that have 52% of the state's dispensaries. And I don't see I'm looking from some resources, as we've had Neil on the program last week from Smart Approaches to Montana. Neferados was his last name. And he says 64% of the Colorado jurisdictions have banned both medical and recreational marijuana. I don't necessarily want to argue the points. What I want to do is understand more about this legislation. How does it address business concerns, Pepper?
Well, you have a lot of businesses that are excited about this. I mean, when you say we have to mitigate business concerns, I talk to business owners every day that are excited about this legislation. And again, we cloned the Montana medical marijuana statute. I haven't seen Montana businesses flailing or suffering greatly under the Montana medical marijuana statute. And I think it's a lot of hyperbole when people say that it's, you know, there's some coming apocalypse. I think it's quite frankly reefer madness, if you want to know my opinion. Now, there obviously there's concerns that businesses have. Every business has concerns. I have a business. I have concerns. Dave's been in business. He's seen these concerns. And, you know, Montana has done a very good job at legislating those concerns. You know, Montana is a zero-tolerance state for drug testing. If you want to drug test your employees, there's nothing in our law that says you can't do that. And as an adult, you have to make the decision. You know, are you going to consume something that's going to cost you your job? Or are you going to stay out of it? You know, you know, it depends on your position and your job. And we didn't take that ability away from any employer, and we had no intention of doing that. We cloned the 2019 medical marijuana statute. And so what you've come to expect from medical marijuana and what you see every day is what you're going to see from recreational marijuana.
Dave, I don't know that really addresses business concerns regarding how do they manage legally employees who continue to show up high on the job and are costing them money. Are there other provisions in here to help businesses at least legally manage what might be increased liability and increased cost for them?
Absolutely. I mean, like Pepper said, zero tolerance. That's how it works in Colorado. I mean, it's part of the employment relationship that you're you're going to have to take a drug test when you go to work, and you're subject to random drug testing. You flunk one, you're out of work. That's how it works down there. I had a long conversation with some people at the Chamber of Commerce down there, and they even had a Supreme Court lawsuit where some people went to the Supreme Court saying, "Oh, hey, you can't do this. This is unfair." And the Supreme Court ruled unanimously, absolutely, it can be part of the employment agreement. And so, you know, I would suspect most of the large employers in this state do drug testing and do random drug testing. I mean, the military does drug testing and random drug testing. I mean, and people got to understand, you're an adult. If you decide to go out and use use a drug that's going to show up in your test, in your urine test, for goodness sakes. You're out of work. That's the way she works.
Let's take a quick call before we go to break, and more questions to follow up here with Dave Lewis, who you just heard, senior policy advisor from New Approach Montana, and Pepper Peterson, who's founder and political director for that organization. Inga is listening with a comment from KOFI 1180 AM in Kalispell. She's actually up in West Glacier. Good morning, Inga. You're on the air.
Good morning. Please don't cut me off. These guys that are talking, they're living in Colorado. That's the way it sounds. I suggest that you guys put on plain clothes like the rest of us peons. Come down Saturday night and sit in the canyon. Tell me that marijuana is safe. Oh, we'll only take it when we need it. That's a bunch of bullcrap, guys. You got paperwork. You get your nails done by someone else. Nice manicures. I live next to a drug guy. You know, he leaned on a button when it was still Plum Creek. The guy went through a shredder and left a wife and two kids. They weren't doing drug testing, but he's selling. You guys need to do research out on the streets.
I think they've done a lot of research, and I appreciate the opinion out there. You are going to have strong opinions for and strong opinions against. Obviously, Pepper, if you want to just comment, Inga is one of those who are going to be strongly opposed to this measure.
And, you know, every Montanan has a right to their own opinion. And we're not attempting to force our opinions on anyone, you know, and this is why we're putting this thing up to a vote, is because Montanans deserve to have their voices heard on this. And if Inga wants to vote against it, that is absolutely her right, and we respect that. I think that what we have to look at is, you know, we have to look at the data and say what happened in states where marijuana was legalized. I don't think we're going to see increased workplace deaths. As a matter of fact, we see a reduction in workplace deaths for males 25 to 35 in states that have recently legalized marijuana. And that study came out of a Montana State University researcher that didn't come out of Marijuana Policy Project or the Smart Approaches for Marijuana or any propaganda organization. It came out of Montana State University, and they said, you know, when marijuana is legalized in states, we have less workplace accidents because people are taking less opioids. You know, and I can speak to this directly because I'm a medical marijuana patient. I've got kidney disease, and so I experience a lot of pain. And if I didn't have marijuana to offset those opioids, I might be in a fog constantly. I sure would not be able to work or function. And so I think that we need to look at that. You know, there's a flip side to these arguments. There are people that have strong opinions on both sides, and we have to respect those. But we look at these things logically, and we say, you know, is this a fair policy? Has prohibition done anything good for our country? I don't think one person can point to the successes of marijuana prohibition to date. That's something we have to address.
Well, but this is a long-term outlook here, and that's why we need to take a serious look at it. And so some of the studies that we have done have been rather short-term studies, and I appreciate them for some perspective, but it's hard to get a real long-term look at it. And I think when they point to Colorado, it's because it's been legal there in 2012. I want to come back, though, because two things. One is advertising, forcing this on our kids. Another one is going to be, what about public consumption? And what about landlords? So we'll have maybe just enough time to come on back after that. It's From Montana, for Montana, Voices of Montana. All right, thanks again for being here. Lightning round, as we're going to run out of time. We have a couple of phone calls, and I appreciate the calls on that. We'll open up the phones at some point in the near future. I don't think we'll have time for the call, Pat. Sorry, James. But stand by. Let's go back to Pepper Peterson and Dave Lewis from New Approach Montana. I want to get out there the information, Pepper and Dave, and whoever wants to take it, regarding people who have public consumption concerns regarding marijuana when it comes to taking their three-year-old to the park.
Again, I don't know where that comes from. If you're familiar with the 2019 medical marijuana legislation, all of this is very well laid out. There's no public consumption allowed in Montana. You can't package anything in any way that's attractive to children. It has to be childproof packaging. It has to be tested. All these things are delineated in the 2019 medical marijuana legislation. I told you, if you come to expect it under the medical marijuana legislation, you can expect it for the recreational. The same protections are in place. And the Republican legislature built these protections, and you folks, we all elected them. I've got good faith in what they did in 2019, and it's phenomenal legislation, and that's why we cloned it, is because it's got all those protections in place, and, you know, we're keeping youth away from marijuana by having a tightly regulated system for 21 and over. In states where you do that, you have less teen consumption. It's well documented.
Yeah, a lot of the times, though, Pepper, those laws can be relaxed, like what happened in Colorado with advertising laws.
You know,
they can be.
I don't know what happens in Colorado for advertising, but in Montana, we have very strict rules. Yeah. UPHHS is constantly on top of that. So I don't know. I have never seen a TV commercial in Montana for marijuana, and you're never going to see one.
Well, and your legislation restricts that, and that's wise. But again, those things can be relaxed subsequently. I mean, that's why I say we need to study this more, and we'll...
I don't anticipate that the Republican legislature or any legislature in Montana is going to relax the restrictions on marijuana advertising anytime soon. I don't anticipate that happening.
Well, okay. I appreciate that. We're done for today, but we're not done talking about this. I appreciate you guys coming on. A lot of good stuff and a lot more to cover. So Pepper Peterson, Dave Lewis, thank you for New Approach Montana. It's newapproachmt.org for more information. We'll talk to you guys again. My thanks to all. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.